Welcome to the Multimedia Men Podcast number 4. We're so happy with this show today that you'll be joining us. We have a wild show today. We are all pantless and shirtless.
Donald ducking in it as always.
As always. Today we'll be discussing our top 3 movie endings. Our first round elimination of our infamous director's bracket.
A lot of debate there. Oh my.
Directors?
We will also be talking about some past news stories, even ones that came out today, including D23 Disney's conference.
And then, a new Mighty Ducks movie.
Correct.
Wait, Mighty Ducks for real?
The 23rd.
Awesome.
And then we'll be doing a new segment called Genre Talk. It's like coffee talk.
Genre.
But it's with the sci. We're going to be talking about sci-fi stuff.
That is what's going to happen
this time. My name is Brian Kluger, as always, and I'm here with Gotti Elkon, Andrew Conway, and Adam Conway.
Howdy.
Hey.
Well,
misleading.
Since we got... Oh, we're doing boots tonight, aren't
Gotta
we?
Gotta get busy dying or busy living.
Quick, what movie is that from?
Calm down, Morgan.
Okay. Shawshank Redemption.
Calm down, Morgan.
Every time Morgan Freeman explains something, he gets a new freckle on his face.
They did call him Irish for a reason, you assholes.
Red.
Oh, there it is.
Did Morgan Freeman win for...
No.
Robin Hood.
Yes.
But didn't win for...
Exactly. Thank you, Oscars.
For,
also...
So sad.
Genius.
A sneeze or a chew?
A chew!
One of the greatest spoofs ever.
It really was. All right, so our top 3 movie endings. We're going to start with the man with the sub sandwich, Gotti Elkon. What are your top 3 movie endings?
And by sub sandwich, you mean penis, but let's go from there.
You're finishing your own penis. I like it.
It tastes like tuna.
Ew.
So I watched this film last night as in Master Pancake form, but the ending still makes me giggle, cry, and get a little bit orgasmic at the end. Terminator 2.
It's on mine, too.
The greatest thumbs up of all time. It's so poignantly over the top.
I will admit,
brilliant.
I had cried in that movie when it came out.
The first time, I cried.
I cried.
It was the most emotional laugh.
For sure.
That thumbs up
I did
in
find
the
out,
fire,
though. Yeah.
It's so good.
A little known science fact, that he would not have sunk into the lava. He would have actually melted on top of it. But, you know.
Good point.
I
well,
like
look
you
at
know.
That.
You know.
Fucking back Bill then, Nye over here. Bill Nye steps in and clarifies why that movie choice sucked.
Fuck James Cameron.
So inaccuracies. I know. Come on, do some research.
Thanks, Cameron. Rich bastard.
All right.
Number 2 is a classic, Rocky.
I
the reason why it ends so great is because the announcement that idiot lost. We think that battle is going down to the end, and they announce he's a loser. And then the second one, they fuck him over again, because isn't that the tie?
Yeah,
they knock each other out.
But Rocky was
then in a third one. I'm gonna go ahead
and say I have Rocky on my list too, and it's more of
the love story.
No, it's the love story. It's more
between
like he did not care about
him
winning or losing.
He's American flag boxers.
They were in love. He just called out for. Adrian.
Rocky.
And that's what he wanted. And then they finally told each other.
Rock,
each other.
Go rock, rock. Go
that still
rock.
Brings a tear to my eye.
It's so good. Cinematically, it's great.
Yeah.
It's almost as iconic as him running up the steps, which how many films have ripped that
just
off?
Married.
Yeah.
And now we're in what, number 6? There's number 7?
They're doing it again?
Oh my god. Yeah, with Apollo Creed's grandson.
Oh, but that'll be
from
cool because it's Michael B. Jordan.
And the director... That's doing
Ryan,
it. He's doing it.
Yeah, Copper? The young.
Coogler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Coogler.
Coogler.
Coogler over there, Boogler.
Cool. All right, third one.
You know, I was going to go Empire Strikes Back just because the whole father bullshit,
thing.
But this movie scarred me for life. Silence of the Lambs. It was because the ending was.
ding ding.
Wasn't what I expected. It was sort of like poetic and.
Beautiful. And with one of your favorite actresses, Jodie Foster.
But the ending isn't them there. It's
would you fuck me?
It's not would you fuck me. It's the dinner.
For dinner.
Yeah, which is one of the greatest lines of all time, and that's why I think it's a great ending because it's
He's out free.
It's out free. It's the first villain we get to see that gets free. And it's such a great iconic line.
Having an old friend for dinner.
It's genius. Totally genius. Dr. Chilton, you bastard.
Sweet.
Great ending.
All right, Andrew, what are your top three movie endings?
I almost put Empire Strikes Back on there as well, but it's...
Is it because you're my mother?
It's close. It's just such a great second film in that trilogy, for sure, and it definitely is a good cliffhanger. But for one of my... This is really hard for me, but I'm actually, for my first pick, going with a surprise ending for me, and it's going back to one of our directors you mentioned earlier, James Cameron, in a little film called Aliens.
Great ending.
Because that ending came out of nowhere.
Are you talking about where you hear it on the ship?
Yeah. Well, that where you think it's over, you think that they've gotten away, and then all of a sudden Bishop gets torn in half.
Poor Lance Hendrickson.
And, brutal shit.
And yeah, that sticks with you.
That's
sure.
Kind of how the first one ended too. You thought she got away, but it was on the ship still.
She still kills him. She still jettisons him.
But you know, just
out.
Back then, James Cameron's great storyteller and great with those ups and downs and just drawing.
And he was one upping Ridley.
Yeah,
that was his way.
Sure.
Of
that
saying,
was one way of saying.
Aha!
my movie was. Almost as good
million
as
million try
then
million. Poor David
then,
Fincher. Aww.
All right.
Aww.
Your next one?
And then my next one, it was kind of a in between, sort of sad, but actually Ridley Scott, The Gladiator.
Oh,
you know, that was my favorite Russell Crowe movie I think he's made so far. And that was just a brilliant whole scene where. Cutting from him, like, fighting this battle with Joaquin Phoenix to him, like, sort of walking through the field. It's just great. And then, you know, what we talked about last week with the film scores, just that film, that score just brought it all together and just made you feel, it definitely felt that emotion.
Yeah.
Sure. And I was sort of, stuck between that and then sort of on the same line, Saving Private Ryan.
Oh,
which is an honorable mention for me because
it
sort of has
the same
sort of feeling.
It's kind
of
interesting because
feeling.
Spielberg, people would disagree his endings are not good.
But that was one of
the
many. Or,
there you go.
For sure.
All right, your third
one. My third one is one of my all-time favorite movies, Leon the Professional.
Oh, yeah. We've mentioned that before.
I come back to Gary Oldman, Leon. One of the quintessential villains of our time, for sure.
The most
evil
son of a
bitch ever. What's coming to him. And, you know, I love the fact that in this movie that, John Reno is actually a villain and he actually doesn't get away, which I thought was the greatest thing because you feel like, oh, he's going to get away. And then just the storytelling of him walking down that hall and, all of a sudden, like no sound or anything, just slowly fading down to him on the ground with Gary Oldman looking at him and whispering those words. Whispering those words.
This is for Matilda.
Great list, man. All right, back to the onto Adam Conway. What are your top three favorite movie endings?
He's tweeting first.
Are you tweeting this?
Second,
do you have to send a tweet?
I got a tweet first.
Yes. No.
Hashtag.
Oh,
blessed.
Welcome back.
You mentioned Spielberg, and I put actually E.T. as one of the three.
That
the
really,
finger
in the air is what the fuck you put
that
on.
That last 20 minutes ending is.
I cried the
so
entire
good.
Time.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's so amazing.
It's not typical Spielberg.
It is.
But, you know,
the thing
so
is,
good.
It was so more, much more emotional as a kid watching it than the
going
back now.
I still get emotional watching that scene. Holy
it's,
God.
It's funny like going back and watching movies.
I wonder if you saw it
really
as an adult.
Would you have the same amount
might be different.
Of,
yeah.
I think I would. I think that's like a because
we were that little boy.
We were. Back then, when we watched it for the first time,
and
we were that age range. Yeah, we were like, that could be us.
But Dee Wallace represented the adults, and she broke down to her knees crying. Like a happy cry. Like she, you remember that smile, that famous
that little bastard alien's out of my house!
Oh, no. I really like that. That's a good one.
And I was going to, I had to write it too, but another one I really like is the ending for One Flew the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
tragic. So
powerful.
But good,
yeah. When,
so
when Jack Nicholson, yeah. when Chief goes up to him and sees that he's not no
there's
longer,
like not a movie that you wish that didn't happen to.
Yeah.
Like you wish like he's still same old
you
loved Jack,
him.
You know? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's
certainly
time.
Didn't see it coming.
And the Chief, you know, he didn't have to be in this place. He was just there because he was there. and he broke free right after that.
Oh, man.
Living Jack's dream.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones, but I would probably say the ending of Godfather when Michael becomes...
Closing of the door.
Yeah.
Closing of the door.
Wow. The killing montage and closing the door.
Oh, that is...
I do my business.
It's a very... Because at the very beginning, he's like, I'm not my father. I'm not my family. And then slowly over time, man, you just see him like...
It's her face,
yes.
too.
Yeah.
Her face is heartbroken.
Because it ends, that's the one where he closes the door, right?
Yeah. And she's looking at it, and she knows exactly what that means. Oof. And that gives you the rest of the series. The rest of the film, the next two films are perfectly... There's a lot of door analogies. Yeah.
A lot of opening
doors. No, it's very true. Though.
Yeah, no, there is.
There are a lot of door analogies and horrible operas.
A couple of runners up I had was... Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah.
That was on my list, too. That's, cinematically, that's one of the coolest, like, big-ass shots.
Yeah.
And kind of like in the same vein as Road to Perdition.
Conrad Hall did both of those. One of the great cinematographers of our time.
And, like, the most depressing ending of a movie, I think, was...
The Notebook.
Michael Keaton in My Life.
Holy God.
When he's riding the roller coaster and you...
Not to be confused with Multiplicity, where they drive off
the shaving
not
scene.
Not the same movie.
The shaving scene in My Life, where his dad shaves him in the bed.
Yeah.
That.
Well, if we want to talk about
so hard to watch.
Depressing movies.
Well, that's all I want to talk about.
All right.
We're all crying right now, just so you know.
All right. My top three movie endings, if you're listening, still Brian Kluger here.
Horror films? It's probably going to be one or two.
There's one horror
sure.
film, yeah. I'm going to go with number three. It's weird enough, but it's upbeat, is Back to the Future.
Huh.
There's not a fun movie where Back to the Future where Doc Brown comes, his car flies, and we're filling up our car with garbage, and he's like, we're going back to the future.
Money. Two kids.
Totally love it, but it's also the reason why every film now ends with, it's a sequel.
That was the first one
that said,
stay tuned.
We'll see you in 2 years, fuckers.
Back to the Future, still amazing. It's still great. All right. And then... I'm going to say, you said Rocky. I have Rocky on my list, so we already talked about that. I'm also, my second one is a horror movie, and it's Blair Witch.
Oh,
say
great.
You made that. That last 10 minutes was truly terrifying when they're in the house, and it just ends with the cut to black when she hits. That scared me, and it's still like,
I thought
so many people. Come off that end.
Have y'all ever been?
Well,
to the
woods? That's like how Paranormal Activity basically did it. You know, it's kind
of
that was like 10 years afterwards.
Right. We thought for sure you go with like the Halloween or like
like
the
when
Shining.
He moved.
No,
the Shining.
The Shining is great, but Blair Witch man stuff.
Blair
with
Witch.
Me.
Wow.
And my number one, which is funny and weird and a twist, is Doctor Strangelove. Not when he rides the bomb down, but when Peter Sellers actually stands up and walks out of his wheelchair.
Out of the wheelchair, yes.
It's so amazing. Like there's so much to that. Whole thing, like the bomb and everything, and he's just like,
okay.
I'm done. He gets up because he's in the movie in time of wheelchair, and he plays a cripple too. Like, has a violent spasm in his hand that brings it up, and he's like, get it down. My runner up is Usual Suspects because I didn't predict
the walk.
That is Kaiser Soze. You know,
that was
crazy.
Definitely one of the.
Those were mine. But yeah. Blair Witch, Back to the Future, Doctor Strangelove.
Tell us your favorite movie endings, if you have some that we did not mention.
Yeah, please. Write us on boomstickcomics.com, GottiElcon.com, or try to find Adam at the
You just go see his ass at the Angelica.
Yeah,
at the movies.
At the movies. Thanks for listening.
Movie endings.